literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet. How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet. We on it.
Yeah. I should have.
It's like a leak in an oil pipeline.
I should have saved that news story for now.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah.
The trip to the Grove, marred again by a horrific death.
Hold on now.
Every time I go to Williams Grove, dude, someone gets fucking...
So you're at the racetrack. Iced,
dude.
You're at the racetrack.
We went down the track, but it's so fucking fun.
I bet.
It's so fun. Unless you get hit by a fucking car.
So this is, what's it called? Like, not go-kart racing, but
sprint
it's
cars.
Sprint cart.
Yeah.
Sprint cart racing.
They fly, dude. It is fucking insane. You can't understand it until you're there.
That's like what people say about NASCAR.
Oh, I'm sure NASCAR's.
People were like,
ridiculous.
Dude, if you went to a NASCAR event, you'd become a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't go, because I don't want to become it. And it's not even like I don't want to be a NASCAR fan. I just don't need like that itch in my life.
Well, I don't
like, what are you checking? I'm like, fucking rankings.
See how Kendrick's doing. Checking it on that 63 car. Yeah, this is like, dude. And first off, they're out of control the whole fucking time.
They're on the dirt.
Like every turn they make, they're swerving and then they hit the straightaway and go. They go so fucking fast.
What kind of dude does it take? To be like a, because you got to work your way up through the dirt tracks. You don't just get to hop in a NASCAR.
Williams Grove is like a serious raceway too. Like
those guys
are like good.
One of my roommates like was a dirt track driver. I don't think he ever took it down to Williams Grove. That's for the big boys. He was probably like on another track.
But they're gonna have to do something about that fucking track.
What?
I mean, again, a guy died last year, and then while we're there, a guy got hit by a car.
And this is a pedestrian?
This was, I think he was a pit crew guy.
Oh.
Or he was like something, he was down on the track, a car flipped over the fence and hit him.
The driver of the flipped car was fine?
Probably, yeah.
Relatively fine, I guess.
Yeah, you're in those. They all crash. They crash the whole time. Like, it's rare that they get around like three laps. It's usually like one or two or three laps, then someone crashes. Then everybody goes slow for like two laps. They get the car off the track and then start flying again.
Do they finish the race once somebody dies? Or they
no,
like,
when that
everyone
guy died,
home?
They had to. They called it.
What? That's got to suck.
Also, 61 was the winner.
Was he really?
He was in first when the guy got killed.
So that's how so they just won. Race until someone dies, and then they go
home?
Yeah,
they race until someone dies, and they're like, all right, whoever was winning when that guy got hit, you win.
The race never ends.
It was nuts, man.
Oh, was the crowd like, oh?
Well, it's so loud. It's so loud you couldn't hear it, because we were on the infield... on the other side. I mean, the whole thing's like less. It's like the size of a football
How
field.
Much does the tickets cost?
$15.
I mean,
bring your beer
in. If you think about what they're selling, dude, possibility of a Faces of Death video live in person. If you go every year, you're going to catch somebody bite the dust.
I'm 2 for 2.
That's insane.
Thankfully, I wasn't there when...
For what, 30 bucks? You've seen two people die for 30 bucks?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I didn't see this guy die, though. If I did, that would be pretty fucked up.
Did you see him get hit?
Apparently, he was standing on the bed of a truck.
Oh.
And he was a 67-year-old man. So he went out on his shield. Like, he went out dying exactly how he would have wanted to.
He went straight to Valhalla, dude.
That's exactly what I said when it happened. See, I was like, that man was just sent to Valhalla, dude. I said that in the parking lot. We went back on the grass and started chugging some beers for him.
You had to.
R.I.P.
Damn, he bit it. He squirted that shit. And he did the Mad Max squirt in his mouth, dude, and stepped up. It was like, blap.
Just, apparently, people I know knew him.
Yeah.
And they were like, he was such a fucking nice dude.
Really?
He was 67. And
dude, at 67,
a car flipped out of a racetrack and crushed him.
It's one way to die, dude.
That's a good way to go.
He's getting immortalized at the track.
He's gonna have a memorial now.
What would you rather do? Just like slowly shit yourself and turn like 73,
or just have that one split second of like, whoop?
I was on the
here
plane.
It comes.
I was thinking about crashing the whole time. I was on the
every
plane.
Time on a plane.
I was on a small plane too, so we were hitting like lots of hard turbulence, and I was like, dude, that feeling of like. So even when the plane dips a little from turbulence, when you fall, it's just that feeling the whole time, and then you die. It's just like your stomach's dropping. You're like,
plane crash must be, because you have a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, man.
You got a lot of time to be like, oh.
Well, especially when the noise kicks in. Once you know you're going down, it goes. It's just turbulence, Once you hear it. You're like, oh, dude, we're definitely dying. All of us are dying right now.
Women screaming and shit. People, that's what I think would bother them. I mean, obviously, you know, impending death wouldn't be great.
For sure.
But, like, the paranoia or the hysteria on the plane, Just the pandemonium would just be fucking horrendous.
Especially like my girlfriend would be clinging to me.
Dying in like a panic like that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And with your girlfriend where like she's clinging on to you.
Screaming incoherent and you're shit. Just like, and you're just like, shut up. Fuck. Just 1 second. Just like, shut up.
We're going to die. That you want to seriously spend your last 30 seconds like this.
Oh man. I don't know.
I'd be fucking freaking out.
Yeah, of course.
We hit some hard turb and I was just like, we go out, dude.
Yeah, I try to think
started
that
thinking
way.
About the podcast. I'm like, if I died in a plane on the way here, probably be pretty good for the podcast. I was like, it'd be all right.
No, I think the cast would suffer.
I mean, we get a nice little pop. We get it in like the daily times.
I got about eight flights this August, dude.
Really?
There's a decent chance I big bopper out and go down. The cast will live forever, though.
I mean, if one of us bites it in a fucking airplane accident. It'd be tight if the airplane. I was reading the Atlantic while I was flying, and there was an article I wanted to read about like the disappearance of the Malaysian airliner.
Yeah,
I got like three words in. I'm like, I'm not fucking reading this shit right now. I just flipped over to a thing about sexual harassment. I'm like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah, I was watching a movie, an in-flight movie. I forget which one it was, but there was a plane crash in it, and like, so it's on my screen, and I'm like looking around, like people probably think I'm a fucking asshole for this. Just sitting on a flight watching plane, making everyone in my row watch a plane crash.
Dude. Anyway,
dude, think about that. A guy fucking died while I was out there boozing, dude.
Yeah. How did everyone just shuffle out there? Like,
yeah, everyone left.
Silently?
People were like crying and shit. Yeah. I mean, a guy died. It was.
I hear you.
And a whole, in front of a whole fucking bleacher of people, guy got fucking squashed by a car.
Yeah, man. Serezi Kennedy dead.
What happened to her?
The granddaughter of Robert Kennedy found dead at family compound. Oh, boy.
What'd she do?
Suicide.
She suicided.
Wait.
What do you think about definitely...
Yeah, granddaughter of Robert Kennedy found dead. Apparently she had an attempt earlier, and then I guess pulled it off.
What do you think about Epstein definitely going to be suicided here shortly?
What, the fact that they found him? Like, dude, first of all...
He's about to get suicided.
First of all, R.
So
Kelly's
hard.
Missing, dude. What the fuck is going? R. Kelly's missing.
Kells is missing.
Kells is missing, dude. He con aired, and he got away.
What?
Yeah, dude. R. Kelly got away.
That reminds me. I do want to say this. I want to be on the record. Drake's going to be. He's on that R. Kelly tip.
You think so?
Drizzy Drake likes him young.
What?
He does. That's somewhat known already, but. This is one of those things where I want to. You know, you got to say something. Like, remember Louis? That whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, we knew about that.
Yeah.
And we were just like, I don't know. Drake, Drizzy Drake's into the young ones. He's going to get got in the next 5 years.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Love me some Drizzy Drake, dude.
Dude.
I drunk texted Birdman when I was fucked up.
He gave you the gossip?
Then he hit me the, what's up, homeboy, the next day. I haven't had the heart to reply.
So you're getting good info that he's fucking...
Birdman did not supply me with that info. Mm-mm. It's just a separate story. Separate breaking
news. Oh, never
news.
Accused the Birdman.
Separate
fucking...
on the ticker. Also on the ticker. drunk texted Birdman. He replied. I didn't reply because I'm ashamed.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Trump texted the Birdman?
No. I did.
I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Drunk texted.
Oh,
I got hammered, and I was like, dude, let's see if Birdman will FaceTime us.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Can't believe I fucking chipped a tooth, though.
You're calling for people to fuck. You're calling for people to take him down, dude.
Drizzy Drake?
Yeah.
Nah, I love Drake.
Really?
I hate to see him.
You would defend.
I like Drake.
A petter ass.
But
how young?
I don't think he's a pedophile. He just likes young girls.
Okay, how young? Again.
Post-pedophile. Like 17.
Ah, dude, that's called a pedophile, bro.
No, it's not. It's not a pedophile. Pedophile is like pre-pubescent. Pedophile is...
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the guy with that itch. You don't think he's going to Thailand and being like,
Kells.
Whoa, I didn't know.
I think he's on that Kells tip.
Kells went like 13, 12.
All right, well, that's a little young.
Kells dated Aaliyah, bro.
Kells is a little young.
You're telling me Drake is fucking JoJo Siwa?
I think Drake is
JoJo Siwa is like an 8-year-old pop sensation.
I think Drizzy Drake likes him young.
Youngsters.
Right around that.
So you're allowed to fucking 7? What's the point of 18? Why does everyone...
They just picked that number.
You think he like does his tour and like how
I think
they
had like screenshots of him
coming
like,
back to Texas again.
Yeah. A very specific date.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's just happens
to be
that girl's birthday.
I think Texas 16 is
Texas
like,
is young, dude.
Yeah, Texas is like whatever.
I'm young down there. Speaking of, I'll be in Texas at the end of this month. Any 17-year-olds want to come out to my shows.
So, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I have a good theory on Jersey Drake. He's getting brought down, bro.
You think so?
No doubt. That's going to be a big one. It's going to be a sad day, dude.
You think so?
I'm sad on that one.
I mean, if he goes a full R. Kelly route.
I think he's going
R. Kelly disappeared and talked to Drizzy? He vanished. R. Kelly evaded the authorities.
Kells is going to be like, you know, at the end of Star Wars when Luke sees those ghosts? Drake's going to be at a concert and there's going to be like a hologram Cosby, a hologram fucking Kells.
Jackson.
Louis will be jerking off as a ghost.
Jackson, too.
Jackson will be in there just like, oh. Yeah, Drizzy's going to... I don't know. Do you have any other pedophiles, you think?
I don't.
Do you have anybody you'd like to allege?
No, man. I can't think of anyone that thinks a pedophile besides Drake. Now I'm pretty fucking sure about that, but...
He has a song with... I don't know. He has, like, songs that people think are about... This chick named Georgia? I forget how fucking young she is.
Well, he married a porn star. Or not even married. He
impregnated like a stripper or a porn star, yeah.
There was a French porn star. That was the one they made fun of him for. The Pusher T made fun of him for. So
this chick's 22. She was born in 97. And Drake was like in like 16. So like 4 years ago he was talking to her.
Wait, what?
She's 22 now.
He was talking to her four
she
years
just
ago?
Turned 22. He was talking to her. Yeah, they had like a song together. In 2016.
I think also, too, he came up in like child star stuff. So I think it's like you come up on a different world with that shit.
Yeah, he had.
It's like, dude, if you're a child star, you definitely have like 30-year-old ladies blowing you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you're a celebrity and a kid, that's celebrity mojo. Like a girl's not going to not suck your dick because you're like 14. She's done it. She's going to do it. So.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting hit.
He's had some weird experiences.
What?
Yeah, some hot-ass British chick named Georgia with a J.
He could have made Georgia great?
He could have made Georgia great again, but she decided to pick someone else.
Who'd she go
instead
with?
Instead of Drizzy Drake. I don't know. Somebody that does the same thing as him. And he just laughs. He just laughs at him. He's like, you guys aren't even close.
You guys aren't even close to me, dude.
Close to what I'm doing.
I fuck so many 17-year-olds.
I fuck so many. Telling you, Drake's on that R. Kells.
Ah, oh, man, he goes down, that'll be tough.
Dude, I'll be sad.
Guess what his fucking produced? Guess what show he produced?
Yeah, Euphoria.
Euphoria, dude.
Yeah, he produced Euphoria.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Dude, you are rifling through the air. You are rifling through the air, dude.
Tip of the Drizzy spear right
now. Yeah,
man. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you didn't want to be.
When I looked up who that, because I was listening to this song and I was like, who the fuck is this about? I looked it up and I was like, he must have wrote this song in 2016. She just turned 22.
Sorry. Year. I'm so like, happy. I'm like, what is going on with you? And you're like, well, Drake's a pedophile. That's what I'm dealing with.
I'll tell you what's going on with me. No, I don't like talking about what I'm
you're
doing.
You're not
makes
wrong.
Me feel gay.
Why? I don't know. You have to, man.
All right. So I just went home because August.
No, I wasn't credit. I think that was genuinely what was going on with you. That was.
Oh, no. I just remembered I wanted to bring that up to the cast.
No, that's exactly it.
On record, that
that's why I asked the question. It was ultimately
the cast was all over it.
It was ultimately fruitful. That's why I was like, "What are you thinking about right now?" I'm like, well, Drake's a pedophile. I'm like, "There we go.
Yeah,
now we're fucking talking."
Here's some news. No, just gay traveling. Got a lot of fucking gay traveling coming up. I have to fly back to New York on the 11th to film something, and then fly to LA. So I got to go New York, Phoenix, New York, LA.
That is tiring.
In like
dude.
4 days.
Yeah, and I used to be the biggest person to be like. Dude, actors should get paid like $14 an hour. It's pretty easy. If you're crossing multiple time zones and doing all that shit, it fucks you up, dude.
Yeah,
it
so that'll
really
be
fucks you
exhausting.
Up.
Exhausting. And I was like, I'll just go home and rest a few days. I ended up blacking out.
Hilarious.
Retarded. I was like, this will be a nice trip home. I'll just hang out. Went to the dirt track, blacked out.
Obviously.
Balled out.
Man, guy died.
Guy fucking got smashed.
Fuck, man.
We were talking about like his day. How weird is that? That's how you, like, you just die. You know what I mean? Like, that guy had a normal day.
Yeah.
Guy went about. I wonder if there was a moment where he was just like, something's weird.
He fell it off.
Just, yeah, like you just feel like, oh, it's my last day on earth. And you just keep, like, he probably, like, was complaining about coffee, you know?
Could be.
Just like, this goddamn neighborhood's a piece of shit. Can't wait to see the race tonight.
Well, people who believe in, like, ghosts and shit, one of the big things is, like, when a ghost is near you, you get goosebumps. That's also, like, what your central nervous system does when it's scared. Like, you get your hair stand on edge when you're scared.
Yeah,
so it's like... Yeah, it's.
I wonder, but then the guy just goes through his day, And he's standing on the bed of a truck watching the sun go down over beautiful Mechanicsburg. Just a glorious night. And then that 43 car flips over.
I mean, dude.
You got 1 second to be like, car.
He couldn't move. Smashed. That guy was frozen.
I mean, those
things. Plus, his life probably flashed before his eyes, too.
Yeah, his life flashed of just him standing at a dirt track every night. That was his life. Just like, whoo, I mean, every day.
It's still terrifying to think about. Like, if you die after you're dead and you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. It's got to be terrifying, dude.
What?
Being alive. If you're really alive after you die, you're just like, if you don't just completely black out, if you're just like, whoa, what the fuck's it? That would be
you float up, you're horrifying, like, whoa, dude. Look at the stadium. You just fly away.
You're just trapped on Earth forever, just like, hey, there you go.
I haunt Williams Grove now. That's a good place to haunt, though. Name wise,
for sure,
spooky Williams Grove.
Yeah,
you'd be hanging out with a bunch of racers, though. A bunch of dudes have been fucking killed there. That'd be a good place to ghost.
For sure,
to be a ghost, Williams Grove would be
kind of crowded, though, dude. That's like the mall of ghosts.
There's a lot of ghosts there, like, but they're all the exact same. They're all wearing jumpsuits. It's like, hey, took that turn a little too sharp, man.
Just watch people laugh, like, oh, someone fucking died in the dirt track.
Hey,
have some respect.